Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're going to have a lot of fun on Monday for our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Now, I just told Day-Day, we're going to be out at Eagle Watch on Monday, and I just told Day-Day, I said, you play golf? He's like, I want to. I said, okay, well, you got clubs. He said, I got a few. That's how it starts. And so we're going to try to get him to maybe hit a couple of balls, hang out with us. Not even sure what group Mike and I are going to be in, but we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there. All of your favorite personalities, guys. The morning show, obviously. Andy and Randy, Stakey. Everybody's going to be out there participating. And more importantly, you will get a chance to see and meet if you haven't met us. And we're looking forward to it. It's a great cause. Pets for Vets, by the way. But I just mentioned that to Mike. Like, we got to get Day-Day back. Got to get him into golf, man.
Day-Day, I said to Day-Day, if you're a natural athlete, as Day-Day is, if you have any athletic acumen, you just pick it up. And if you can hit a baseball, which is the hardest thing to do in sports, you can do that. So I know you get into it. I mean, it's funny. My buddy Dave Powers, he sounds like King of the Hill. I just gave him my old clubs, Carl, like 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's out there, I'll tell you what, man, this golf's pretty darn addictive.
It is.
So are you guys going to make fun of me if I bring my golf bag, but it only has my four clubs?
No, man.
Okay. No.
You got to start somewhere.
Right?
Can you even hit the driver or can you hit the wedge?
I definitely can hit the wedge. Driver's not. But, you know, I had a guy tell me when I was doing lessons.
Yeah.
I'd go over to the range, and this one guy, older gentleman, saw me. He was like, I'll be honest with you, man. He was like, you don't need to really work so hard on using the driver.
He's not lying.
He was like, you know. And so from that point on, I really kind of didn't.
Well, there was an article in Golf Digest. They said over 50% of American men are hitting the wrong driver because you're too lazy to get the fitting.
Right.
So you're hitting the wrong. Now, again, I don't want to get wonkish on golf, but the correct stiffness, the kind of shaft, all this stuff. And so
stiffness
you might.
Stiffness matters.
Hey, now. And are you a graphite man or a steel man, Carl?
I like graphite myself.
But that's the key. And you got to. A lot of guys, you get up there and it's like me, it's a mystery. It's like hitting a slinky. It's a 1 in 5 shot that thing's going to go straight. But a lot of guys ain't got the right gear.
No, you're right. I used to, I had a driver that had too much flex in it. And when I hit it really good, I hit it. I crushed it. But when they filmed me and showed me and in my backswing, and this damn thing had flex, and it's just, I mean, it's literally like over my head, and it's coming. And it was just too much. And they were like, no, it's got too much flex in it. And when you see that, to Mike's point, you're like, oh, you need something a little bit stiffer.
I've got a hockey swing. I got a 3/4 swing. So I got to just – there was a guy – I don't know he's still there, but at Bears Best, Ian Grimwade. He talked like Shrek. I kid you not. Scottish golf pro. And Carl, his line, I think of it all the time on the tee box, transfer your weight. Get your belly moving forward, lad. So that's a good life lesson. There you go. If you learned nothing else today, transfer your weight, especially if you got a lot of weight to transfer.
All right, we got pictures of us with Miller Lite as we are here hanging out, guys. Again, Azuka 2860 Atlanta Road, right here at Smyrna Market Village is where we are. We'll be here until 6:00. And they've got some good swag too, Mike. I mean, like, look, you want a koozie?
Miller Lite's got
tights,
the cool
hats.
The football koozie. I was just talking to the Miller Lite reps from here in Atlanta. You know, I thought one of the cooler ads, and, you know, we see you get bombarded with TV commercials during football weekends, but having Christopher Walken do the voice, here's the 50 more years of Miller Lite. It's kind of cool. But anyway, they got some great Miller Lite swag, and come on down and join the party. And, again, I know a lot of guys are still working, but when you get off work, already got a nice crowd out here on the deck, so join the party, man. We'll be here till 6.
All right, guys, if you are just tuning in, as we have been discussing our time up at Flowery Branch yesterday and what we were told, where this goes, and, you know, we've got to focus in on Sunday. I don't know. Guys already asked, you really think we're going to win on Sunday? Hell if I know.
Well, it's really they're the worst. They're arguably the worst team or one of the worst teams, and now we unfortunately fall into that category as one of the worst teams in the NFL. You lose 5 in a row. You haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years. One of the worst teams in the league. Newsflash.
But we should still beat them.
We opened as a 3-point favorite. I think Saints are now a 1-point favorite.
Correct.
Yeah, they're at home. It's still the Saints. The crowd, now as far as the Saints are concerned, it's their Super Bowl. You know, it's a young quarterback in Tyler Shook who's trying to find his way in the world the way our Michael Penix Jr. was last year.
Yeah.
You know, and Alvin Kamara, he's kind of been a boogeyman for us. Taysom Hill, you know, I don't know what they'll have up their sleeve, but we do know that, you know, they still have a good or a decent enough run defense, and we don't have a full complement of wide receivers for this game, Carl.
No. Somebody's got to do, Mike, somebody's got to play a better game than expected. You know, Rob mentioned Seals, you know, whether it's Bijan catching more balls. Somebody's got to, and look, I'm not looking for them to be Drake, but where do you get that production from? That's the question. Is it Mooney who all of a sudden has a 7 or 8, you know, catch kind of game? Somebody's got to be more productive than they normally would be with no Drake out there.
My buddies down in New Orleans, my friend Trusty, they like Shark. They don't hate him. You know, they're pulling for the kid, but they all think that, you know, hey, better thing for us is to lose as many games as possible, be in position for whoever that number one quarterback is, because Kellen Moore is a good quarterback's coach. And they think that he will be the guy to develop whoever they draft next year. Shark is kind of a stopgap in the minds of most Saints fans.
Well, they drafted him. I mean, it's almost like they didn't have a choice, right?
They could have had Shedeur Sanders, but they were again, 31 other teams wanted no part of him.
Yeah, they drafted, you know, Spencer Rattler the year before, and then they went with Shark this year, and everybody's like, really? Either way, they've got to figure out what they've got there. But I'll tell you, we are better than them. And I know that's hard for a lot of Falcon fans to realize right now, but the Saints are arguably the worst team. But do we win? Who shows up?
Well, here's the thing.
Who shows up?
A guy just hit us up on the text line. Jimmy just says, if we lose to the Saints, is Arthur Blank fire? I don't know. I mean, if you're going to fire.
No, that comes against the Jets.
I mean, like, if I own this team, everyone would have been gone by, like, Halloween. You know, but that's why I don't own a team. You know, it's just frustrating. I didn't like the Raheem hire in the first place, and the way things are manifesting themselves, it's all the reasons I didn't like it, and I don't want to be right about it. But, guys, the ownership's – I got to hear – we said this last hour – I got to hear from Arthur Blank on this. Which with the radio silence? We got to get him on the show, man.
I have nothing to say, Mike. This is not my time.
I mean, Arthur, what are you evaluating? I mean, what are we – what do you – at this stage, what could you possibly be evaluating?
Oh, my God, don't talk to me.
What is this displacement of that yacht? Is it the size of a destroyer?
I'm in the Bahamas. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm in Montana. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
I don't know. Hopefully, and by the way, he normally doesn't speak during the season. So this is not
No, this is not unusual. But
it's not.
But the quality of football is so poor, and now going on to 8 seasons of not making the playoffs, I just think, you know, it'd be nice to hear from the man.
Have you heard about our women's soccer team?
Yeah, really excited, Arthur. When does that start?
Good question. I don't know. Right now, Arthur is trying to deflect as best as possible with everything right now.
Hey, I got a great tweet dropped about a half hour ago. Give a shout-out to his handle is The Dixon Way.
Okay.
He says, us old heads know the truth, and the Braves wasn't a great team, wasn't a great owner until Ted Turner got out of the way and hired a real GM to run the Braves with John Charles. That's a great point. Ted Turner was a meddler, from putting Andy Messersmith in a number 17 jersey to actually trying to manage the team one day. Ted was a meddler. John Charles got things right and made it happen. He says Arthur Blank needs to fire Rich McKay and get a real football guy. And, you know, Rich is a real football guy. He just lost his touch by, you know, let's be honest. I mean, 8 years of not making the playoffs is self-explanatory.
Well, and you're right. He is a real football guy. He's been around it all his life. The problem is, to Mike's point, he's been in on, even if you don't go back 20 years, he's been in on the last 3 hirings at head coach, right? And how does that play it out? You will say, well, Dan Quinn, he took us to the Super Bowl, but then you go, all right, well, what happened with the Arthur Smith? Mike said it. They went with a guy that was not a head coach experienced, right? But they said, oh, well, what if this works? Mm-hmm. It didn't. And now you bring back, again, a Raheem Morris. He's been in on all these decisions. But we also believe, and this is just us, that he's also been in on these coaching hires and, Mike, the player personnel side.
Well, just,
that's the part. That's right. The issue for me. It's not even the coaching hirings.
Right.
It is when who's sitting at that table and going, Terry goes, this is the guy I want, and they go, eh. That's really the guy you want?
Just two seasons ago, we were told, it was on the radio, it was like we made this crap up, that Rich McKay would be the guy that would be the arbiter if it came down to Arthur Smith and Terry Fondo having to squabble over a player. So, I mean, and then, of course, the weirdness, because the Falcons are so dysfunctional, you don't have your general manager on the stage when you fire the head coach, and everyone goes, where the hell is he?
Oh, he's back at the branch.
Yeah, and then he's burning the midnight oil on the draft. And then Rich McKay then becomes... fair or unfair, he is the lightning rod now. People don't want to hear about it anymore.
Well, Mike, that prompted the move to say he's moving to Atlanta United.
But he's still our...
And that right. is, remember, that's right. what happened.
But Rich, I mean, Rich is still...
There,
right.
He's sitting there on the stage, and we all went, where's the GM? Then we asked him about it. They gave us what they gave us. And then literally the next week it was, well, Rich is now working with Atlanta United. Because they knew how bad that looked. But at the end of the day... I don't know if they'll ever admit it. I don't know if Rich will ever admit. But we do know he has owned recently that he's still involved in some of these meetings. And that rubs people the wrong way.
And look, you go to the Falcons website. Chief Executive Officer, Atlanta Falcons. Ta-da! Okay? I mean, that's where it's at. So, and when you get back to you break it down to the roots of the problem. Who is the constant in the equation? You know, if you had a team and there's a – like look at the Arizona Cardinals, the Bidwells. You got some bad owners in the league. And now I hate to say it, Arthur Blank is part of that rogues gallery of bad owners. Not a bad person, wants to win, doesn't know how, relies on somebody who's lost his fastball, and the results speak for themselves.
404-726-0929, guys. We are at Zuka in Smyrna. Come on through. Hanging out here until 6 today. Got to give a big shout-out to Stan, my fitter. Obviously, he was listening. He just hit me up, says, don't forget who fits you, your clubs. Okay, Stan, I know. He
listens to
the
show. By the way, are you still using the putter from the Titanic?
No, man. That's been part of my issue. Speaking of Stan, we just had this conversation. I have gone through about 3 different putters. Mm. Which is expensive, but mind your own business. And I'm trying to figure out which one.
Well, why don't you just get a putting green in the backyard?
Yeah. Well, hello, Ash. Hello, Parla. Hi, guys. Yeah. That would be nice. Happy Merry Christmas to me. But listen, the putting thing, man, it is all about how, feel and pace. And I've gone through like 3 putters and Stan's like, I've got one for you, because he's a fitter. Of course he's going to say that.
See, my thing is I'm never on the green. I'm usually about 10 feet off. So a mallet putter is perfect for me to get through the grass. Wispy grass in the fall and winter, obviously thicker in the summer. But I use the Rosa mallet because I need muscle to get the ball onto the green.
Okay. So you use that Texas wedge.
Texas wedge is my game, baby.
I hear you, man. And by the way, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
No, spill it, man. What?
No, I was just going to, you know, again, more golf. This is turning into Golf Hour with Dukes and Ben.
Well, the way the Falcons are playing, let's do 3 hours on golf.
More golf.
404-726-0929. Tips for Day-Day, everybody.
Miller Lite brings you the Golf Hour.
That's right.
All right, guys. We're coming back. We will get to 4th-and-1.
I'd be better off hitting a driver with this mozzarella stick than what I'm using right now, man.
Bills, Texans tonight. Also, we'll get you caught up. Joe Burrow's on his way back. Lamar Jackson injury report for you fantasy players. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, what a beautiful Thursday, man, in the ATL. We are on the patio here in Smyrna hanging out. So many of our listeners have come by to say hello. Mike, give us their thoughts on what needs to change with our football team.
Days like today, it's why you live in Atlanta. We're just talking to our listeners, you know, here at Zuka Guys in a Smyrna Market Village. Join the party, as it's a perfect day to be out on the patio. Great Italian food, pizzas. I mean, I'm having one of those like existential steak crisis moments. Like, what am I going to order to go?
Yes,
you know, because. Yes. I may have to get one of everything, but Day-Day had a – Day-Day, you had like a –
chicken Alfredo pasta.
Oh, yeah.
I got here at 12:30 because I knew like I needed to put that away, and now I'm kind of regretting, not in a bad way as far as what I ate.
You don't sound too sluggish. You don't sound too sluggish.
Yeah, but I feel it.
That itis is hitting you.
Yeah, you haven't noticed the swaying?
Are you trying to stay? You doing that old man sweat?
Yes.
You sleepy? No, boy, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine, man.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, we're hanging out here until 6 o'clock. Miller Lite special. Tons of Miller Lite swag. We got koozies and goodies. Those little pom-pom hats with a Falcon logo, which is always kind of cool, you know, for when it gets cold. Not right now.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about, you know, 4th and 1. You know, I'm going to save it for Guy Talk. There's an interesting article about the soap opera in Philly and a little bit more of a deep dive.
Okay.
Sean Jackson has a take on that. I'll give you that story coming up next hour. But around the NFL, Josh Jacobs back at practice for Green Bay for fantasy owners out there. That's some big news. And I know tonight we were saying it's just kind of it's a bit of a dud spud game tonight, if we're honest. You know, I mean, it's not exactly the most compelling matchup.
The Bills can't slip up, right? If they want to maintain in the AFC, specifically when you talk about potential home field advantage throughout, you can't slip up against the Texans. Mm. Texans are a struggling team right now. No C.J. Stroud. And I just feel like, you know, Josh Allen accounted for 6 touchdowns last week. I don't know if he'll do that again, but you can't slip up in this one. And even though it's on the road, it's only a 6-point spread, Mike. I think the Bills handle business, but you're right. The excitement there would be if the Texans felt like they were going to be doing something special. Right now, it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud is just kind of, if he's not healthy, he's kind of regressed. We talked about Atlanta's own Davis Mills, who's had a bunch of starts because of a lot of the injuries, because of initially Deshaun Watson and now at times C.J. Stroud. And on the Buffalo side, an article this morning from the Buffalo paper, apparently Keon Coleman getting sideways with Sean McDermott because he was late to a meeting, and apparently he did some kind of other screw-up. So Sean McDermott basically saying, look, man, I use a kind of a three-strikes system like most people out there. He's the 33rd overall pick in the 24 draft, tremendous player for Florida State in the would-be championship when they got jammed up in the playoff committee. But he was a surprise inactive, Carl, last week in the win against Tampa. And Sean McDermott basically says, that was my decision. It's disappointing. I still believe in the young man. Try to give the guys a kind of a three-strike approach. But, hey, you get a chance to show your teammates that's not really who you are. And then it happens again. He says he steps in. Now, we all know very well documented the Stephon Diggs situation. Coleman, I can tell you from my time at FSU, his time at FSU, what I heard, very immature. Tremendous talent, but just a big kid. So he's got to grow up.
Yeah, I think he's a good receiver, not great. He's good, Mike, but he hasn't been the kind of difference maker I thought he might be with that kind of size. And he's not a speedster, so he's not a burner.
Possession
he's not,
receiver.
Yeah. Right. And
but a big target.
I just feel like he's been okay. He hasn't been great. Matter of fact, the reason why I say that is because you haven't been good enough to be late to meetings. That's part of this. Like, there are guys who can be late. Bro, you haven't been that good.
All right, for those who don't know, I don't know if younger listeners ever knew, it was in a couple of books been written about the Cowboys, the good Cowboys teams with Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy's like, no blank, Sherlock. I treat Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin different from the 53rd guy on the roster.
Yeah, newsflash. They make plays, man. Lamar Jackson, by the way, ankle listed on the Ravens injury report, did not practice on Wednesday. So, again, if you're wondering, but all of a sudden, don't look now, Ravens look like they're coming. Ravens have been struggling. They had defensive issues. They traded guys away. Mm-hmm. Usually, Mike, they are where we are when it comes to sacks. They're not, but if Lamar's available, they're going to be dangerous. But he was on the injury report yesterday. And Joe Burrow, a full participant in Wednesday's practice after being out with turf toe, an injury he suffered back in September. And everybody's like, will he play again this year? When I was up there, they were like, oh, we don't expect to see him. He apparently is trying to make his comeback Thanksgiving week.
How about that? Now, yeah. The question would be, what's he got left? Is it too little, too late?
Yep.
And if you're the Bengals, do you even push it? I mean, look.
Let Flacco play it out?
At some point, you said it the other day. We were talking about where Michael Penix Jr. is. This is the worst case scenario where you get that prefix oft injured, injury prone, you know, and that's where Joe Burrow is living. I mean, the Super Bowl loss to the Rams seems like it was 100 years ago, doesn't it?
It does.
So what's he going to be? You know, we all know what he can be. And that team's got some tremendous talent. They invested on the offensive side. They eventually begrudgingly kept Hendrickson on the roster for sort of a gap year. But if you're a Bengals fan, you feel like you talk about a window, you just blown through your window, haven't you?
You have, because part of this is they gave him the bag. They thought they were in their window.
Right.
And now you're just wondering, is Joe able to stay healthy at any point? Look, we know when he's on the field, he's a beast. But I don't know, Mike. It's a good point that you're making. Mm. Let Flacco play it out, or you bring Joe Burrow back, risk him again. I don't know. He's going to be risked anyway when he comes back next season. Meanwhile, Drake May responds to Cam Newton's questioning about his ability to compete against high-quality level NFL teams. Did you see this? Cam Newton criticizing Drake May, and Drake basically, you know, clapped back at him and said, I don't even know what show he's on. Which made everybody laugh. And then he says, I think they get paid to make remarks and make certain comments. Okay, well played, Drake May. He is playing, Mike, at a very high level. We're talking about New England's quarterback.
Right.
And Cam, is this Cam being a hater? I don't know. Cam's, he is paid to give his criticisms about these quarterbacks, but he doesn't think Drake May is playing or has the ability to compete against high-quality NFL teams. I disagree. I think he's playing at a high level.
He is, man. Look, arguably, we saw him wobble against us. We just couldn't do the kill punch, the kill shot. Finish him, because Drake May was wobbling. He was shook up. Remember, that's when Vrabel had to go over the sideline and say, "You're good enough. Gosh darn it, people like you."
Yeah.
So shake it off. You know, we also had Daniel Jones wobbling until we decided not to rush five. And, you know, let's be conservative. You know, we had Daniel Jones was this close to giving you that game in Berlin. We couldn't take it. You know, but Drake, but that's part of the maturation process. He grows from it, and a lot of folks feel he is that guy. And I got to tell you, in hindsight, 2020,
what?
Maybe it was not in the offing that year, but Vrabel is everything we're not. Vrabel and his coaching staff is everything this team isn't, as far as expectations, as far as professionalism, as far as accountability.
Yeah.
I don't see it on our team.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Smyrna is popping, as
hey,
we like
hey, look
to
who
say.
Just rolled in. Hey.
It's Coach and his beautiful wife.
Why was Coach so angry? Remember he used to come to, like, we do the show at Hooters? He'd always be so angry.
Yeah. Well, he's tired of losing.
Yeah, and I think he got married. Now he's happy. He's got a dime piece, Carl.
Well, I'd be happy as well. But you know what? No, I think he's chilled a little bit because his little girl is here, and he always brings her. But either way, lots of familiar faces coming by to have a nice cold Miller Lite. We invite you to do the same, guys. But as far as the Falcons, no, Mike, look, you're right. And by the way, it's not the same coaching staff he had in Tennessee. He's going out and hired different guys, but yet the results are similar.
Right. And look, Josh McDaniels, we've said this. Some guys are just cut out to be coordinators.
Yeah.
And you can make a ton of money. I just remember you and I read that Tom Moore book that Rick Stroud wrote about. Guy was an assistant for 50 years in the NFL. But that's what Josh McDaniels is, and he's really good at it. And he's the perfect guy to work with Drake May. when you have a guy. Look, Zach may be a great offensive coordinator somewhere else or maybe with a different quarterback, but I just don't know if he's the right fit for a young quarterback. Now, again, don't matter now because the season is now going to be Michael Penix Jr. less. You know, and we don't know if Zach's going to be here for sure next season.
No. There are a lot of question marks. These guys just got to play 7 more games, play it to the best of their ability, and see where the chips fall. And I think that's what they're focused on. All right, when we come back, guys, we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind. We are live again. Zuka 2860, Atlanta Road in Smyrna, hanging out here. Thanks to our friends at Miller Lite. We got a lot more to dive into.
By the way, we did stumble onto something today. You know, as we say, we have a plan for the show, and then something's just kind of happened organically. Mm-hmm. And the golf conversation got rolling. This is from Twitter. Jimbo, his name is Jimbo. He goes, he said, Carl and Mike, he goes, should I practice or should I just spend more money on my clubs this offseason? Well, that's a great argument. It's an age-old argument. Should you put the work in or just simply buy new stuff?
Yeah, well, the stuff matters. I mean, it does increase your length. But there is a little practice involved. But I will tell you, like, the guys that spend all that time at the range, and I know I'm talking to many of you, right. Sometimes it's overrated, Mike. I mean, you hit 800 balls at the range, and then you go out and play, you don't play.
To me, and lessons, I've only had, like, one or two lessons in my life. And Brian Katrick, remember our boy B?
Oh, yeah.
Was great.
Katrick is great. He might be listening right now.
And Billy Andre, if he's out there, Billy gave me some pointers, the late Willie Cellucci. But that's fun because we're on the golf course drinking, doing it. Lessons, to me, just feel like school. And you know me in school, Carl. That's not going to work.
Yeah,
I don't like that structure. No structure. Just do it on the course.
Well,
figure it out.
I do know what you like, and we hopefully won't experience it again on Monday.
Well, the question is, we got to find out. I don't know if the presenting sponsor that got me in trouble the last time at our Brown Grass Golf Tournament is going to be there. But should I be on mild hallucinogens, Carl, for the back nine on
you
Monday?
Let me say this. You were very loose. You were very loose.
Now, it made for a really good round. I shot an 84. Well, I was an 84 with 3 holes left. That's good enough for me. Problem was I couldn't finish the
putt. I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother, Jameis, is.
The backstory behind this is I literally tell O, and Turtle was our producer at the time, and I said, are you guys hearing Mike? And they both down the line, they said, yeah, we hear it. I said, is it me or is it him? They go, no, it's him. And then those things started coming out of your mouth.
The Georgia Hemp Company.
The momentum movement was from a fake punt. That's what got a little juice for them.
The Georgia Hemp Company gave us something that was available over the counter for pain relief.
It's great.
And that's the end result right there. The worst I ever sound, other than the time we had the state trooper come in and administer the breathalyzer. You know the radio bit when you get drunk over the air?
Yeah.
That would be a close second.
The funniest part about this was he kept asking me, Mike says, do I sound okay?
I got to be honest, my knee feels really good right now.
I bet it does.
Yes. As long as, am I making sense?
Small price to pay for no knee pain.
See, this is how we golf, folks. All right, we're coming back, guys. Day-Day, we'll find out what's on his mind. Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock. Stick around.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hanging out, talking to some of our listeners. Obviously, fans are really listening to us, Mike, because a couple of brothers just told me, man, I'm still upset about Raheem calling that timeout. Then we come out of the timeout, we get a delay of game.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still talking about stuff that has happened with this football team from a penalty standpoint that has set us back.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's where when we get into it and, you know, when we have spirited debates with folks, Arch, you know, we talk about, you know, there's things that have happened. Yes, players are not making plays, but coaches are doing some really dumb stuff. Too many men on the field, not enough men on the field. You know, penalty on the other team. We can't get the play in. I'm in Berlin behind the bench. I said this to you 2 weeks ago. You've got Michael Penix Jr. literally yelling at Zach Robinson, get the effing play in. Help me. You're not helping your young quarterback, you know? And look, as I said, maybe Zach, he'll have better success with Cousins. He certainly was doing some good things with Cousins until the wheels came off when Kirk got hurt in New Orleans.
Sure.
But, I mean, he's not the offensive coordinator to help a young quarterback. The good news is, silver lining, now he's working with Cousins, which means under center, play action, which should be something which opens up once we get all our wide receivers back.
Hopefully. Hey, man, we are live.
Can get off the grass there and
stop. We are live at Zuka, guys, in Smyrna. And coming up, Barbara Dooley here in less than 10 minutes. So stick around. We're going to hear from her not only about Texas and that great win at you know, in between the hedges, but also what's coming up for the Dogs, because not just this week, it's Charlotte. They're not a great team. We know that. But you got to play your rival in Georgia Tech Thanksgiving weekend, Mike, and then what's it look like if, in fact, you are in the SEC championship game? I mean, there's a lot on the line here. So we'll talk to Barbara coming up and also Stuart Mandel from The Athletic to talk all things college football, including the rankings this week. Day-Day, what's on your mind, man? What's going on?
All right, guys. So obviously a lot still going on in the world of college football in regards to these coaching vacancies and who's going where, who's not going, who's saying that's not true, things of that nature. We didn't really talk about this the other week, but – the Colorado athletic director, Rick George, he's stepping down. I don't know if you guys remember hearing about this. He's not leaving the program in total. He's going into more of an advisory role. But people started wondering what this meant for the future of Deion Sanders there at Colorado. Well, he recently said, the seat is not hot. We believe in what is ahead for this program in reference to Coach Prime. But I bring all that up to say, is it not surprising that Deion has not been linked to any of these coaching vacancies? And would you see him, even though they're saying he's fine, would you see him possibly maybe trying to leave? Or do you think he sticks it out to try to kind of get that program back where they, you know, where leave on a good note, I guess you could say?
Yeah, I mean, no bowl eligibility for the Buffs this year, but last year, I mean – some folks felt he was overhyped. I thought, you know, I thought the media attention was, it's Deion, it's Prime, you know, and he's embraced all the changes in college football. Other coaches dragged their feet, and they had success. Now, all the guys that are anti-Deion are going to chirp and all this. I don't know. You know, whenever the AD moves out, who hired you, even if it's a, you know, position emeritus, doesn't matter. He's not the guy anymore. So maybe, you know, Deion's a little shake your ground in Colorado. Maybe he starts looking at opportunities. But, Carl, I guess the question now is, what is Deion's brand? Because, you know, he was not able to, if you felt that there, he was supposed to be able to sustain it, there's a little bit of Mike Norvell in what happened the following year in the transfer portal. And we talked about Juju, the quarterback locally, and maybe should have just started the season with him and taken his lumps. But either way, it's an uneven effort at Colorado, to be fair.
Yeah, so a couple of things for me, and I'm glad you brought this up because we did not get a chance to talk about it. First of all, this is a guy where nobody around the country wanted to give Deion a shot. Remember, he had to go to an HBCU to prove, because people said, well, you haven't been a head coach anywhere.
Right.
He said, it don't matter. I know what I'm doing. They didn't believe him, so he goes to an HBCU, and this was the only guy. People were not clamoring for Deion, and they said, come, man. Here's what I think people don't get. Colorado is making more money than they've ever made with him.
Yep.
Marketing up. Socials up. Swag up. Mm-hmm. Attendance up. All the things that
revenue up, right?
Huge. Yeah. All the things they've wanted, they're getting.
Right.
Even though they're not playing in the college football playoff, go try to get a ticket. You went out there with your with your son. Go try to get a ticket at CU. I think that relevance is allowing him to stay. But to Mike's point, some point you got to win. And it can't just be about the sizzle. It's got to be about the results. They haven't hit that yet. They're still riding this high with Shador and having the Heisman Trophy winner and all the things that are happening out there. And again, my sister's out there. She's close to it. Right. So I'm hearing how all these people, they lost people, Falcon fans. All those people came back when Deion got there.
Yeah.
So all that money that I'm not investing in that program. We're the worst program in college football. I just feel like that has given him the leeway. Now, ask this question. What's his dream job? Because if you're going to say, why is he not linked to some of these other jobs, Mike, where does Deion ultimately want to be?
Right.
And that is maybe why he's not linked. Is it Florida State?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you had the athletic director at Florida State, Mike Alford, give a vote of confidence to Mike Norvell, which has half of the Seminole Nation, because I speak to all these guys, absolutely BS on that. There's no reason to give this guy a vote of confidence, but my only problem with FSU is you're like the fifth best job. If you consider Auburn the fourth best job right now, if it's LSU, Penn State, Florida, and then Auburn, because Virginia Tech's getting filled up, Florida State, if there was an opening, would be maybe the fifth best job. So I like the idea of Deion at Florida State. I love the idea of having NFL veterans coaching because it's such a fertile recruiting ground in Florida. You know, you'd have all of South Florida. It would be so sexy.
Right.
And I'd love it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd take Deion right now. Hell, I'd take Jimbo back. I'm so desperate right now. Norvell's 7-22. I mean, it's broken down there. But I would think the most logical place for Deion, but there has to be an opening, is Florida State. The athletic director just shot himself in the foot by giving a bum coach a vote of confidence.
But I think he's loyal. Remember, they paid him. He's making really good money there in Colorado. I just think that
what's his buyout? Do we even know, Day-Day?
No, I'd have to look that up.
But Day-Day, I think that he's happy enough, and they love him enough that he's not interested right now. Eventually that will change.
Yeah, good deal. All right, let's get back to the Braves real quick. Obviously, they made the moves, re-signed Rizal Iglesias, trade for Nick Allen to the Astros for Mauricio Dubon.
Mauricio Dubon.
Boom. And I know you guys were talking earlier about
– class of Mauricio Dubon.
You guys talked about the fact that you would like to see them, still make some strong moves money-wise for pitching, starting pitching. But I want to ask that as they're starting to do things, does this give you some confidence that AA, Alex Anthopoulos, is going to give his best attempt to ensure this team is going to be a championship-contending team this upcoming season?
Look, I believe in AA, Mike. I've said this numerous times. I've said it on our show. He is the architect. He has been right more than he's been wrong so far. He's, this tenure, though, is getting long. I mean, he got here, 18 or whatever, 19?
Right.
This tenure now is getting into a situation where you're going to go, he will be here a decade, and what has happened? First year we haven't been in the playoffs under his GM, right? He's been the GM. First year we hadn't been there. I believe in him. I've said if you gave Alex Anthopoulos the budget of the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, or the Phillies to just have carte blanche to go do whatever the hell you want, we'd be a World Series caliber team every year. But because they don't do that, and he has to be strategic in the kinds of guys he goes after, I think he's even more brilliant than he gets credit for. Because now you have to find these guys, and every year, how many times, Braves fans, do we go, what the hell are we signing this guy for?
Right.
And then a guy ends up being a dog for us or a great player. I do have belief in him. My question, and I don't know, Mike, if we're going to get it answered anytime soon, is where is the most pressing need and what is he going to do there?
I mean, we've already talked about the short. Now, that shortstop is more of an insurance policy, as Oren pointed out this morning on our pre-show, which is called Behind the Curtain. You know, this is a guy that is kind of an insurance policy for Albies if Albies can't swing or can't hit. Yeah. You know, and
he's also a utility guy.
He can play multiple positions in the field.
Dubon.
Yeah, Dubon.
The kid, 2-time Gold Glove Award winner. But Bo Bichette would be my play for shortstop. Go get some real pop in the lineup. That's a big play. That's money. But the problem is that's money you can't spend on starting pitching.
Exactly.
I'd like to be in the mix for Shane Bieber.
Ooh.
I would like to be in the mix for Framber Valdez. They won't.
Okay.
Too expensive. But that's a 200. Again, I presume these guys are Boris people, which basically that's the thing. This you have to deal with Scott Boris at some point. The no trade stuff at some point you're going to have to eat it. I get it. Frank Wren signed all these guys you were stuck with, and that's 15 years ago. Let's turn the page, Liberty Media, and let's go. Liberty Media is the primary shareholders of Braves Holdings. So let's go. Give this guy a shot. Let's quit doing this with a Groupon, Carl. I'd love to see them go get the. As a matter of fact, why isn't a guy brought this up last week? Why are we talking to Kyle Schwarber? Well, there's no reason we can't. Problem is because the contracts have escalated. We are now top five in payroll, and they're not going to let him spend that front line money. The big name starting pitchers are going to go, and we'll get guys that are innings eaters with 500 records, and that will be our lot in life, I think, to close out our rotation.
I would love to have Kyle Schwarber. Would love.
Yeah, yes. But they'll say that's a luxury item, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you want to solidify this lineup
exactly
in a different way,
exactly.
Like, don't get me started.
No, I mean, because Chris Sale, Strider coming, continuing his whatever it is, Schwellenbach coming off injury, Lopez off injury, Waldrip, who will be on an innings count because he'll never have pitched more innings next year, right?
Yeah.
That'll be part of it.
Yeah.
And then along with Elder and Grant Holmes. Maybe J.R. Richie comes up. I don't know. That's up to them.
Yeah.
That's another hot pitching prospect. But to me, Carl, Braves fans have been gaslit into thinking they have enough pitching when every year,
no way,
for the last 8 years, they have not had enough starting pitching.
All right. You guys may not have time to answer this. Maybe we can do it in the
We have 2 minutes. Hour. Let's answer this.
All right, here we go.
Go, J.D., go.
You guys have been talking about wanting to hear from Arthur Blank, and maybe the reality of it is, and we don't know, but maybe he's truly mulling over his options in regards to whatever decisions he's ultimately going to make, right? Put your Arthur Blank hats on, and you're in his shoes.
I've got my Arthur Blank hat on. How's it fit, Carl? Mine's a bit snug.
If you know for sure that you want to move on from your GM, do you bring in the new one soon and allow him or her to decide on Raheem?
Ooh. I mean, that's a great way to approach it. Get ahead of the posse.
Is that what you were going to ask us on the Behind the Curtain show this morning?
Yep.
All right. Glad you saved it. Go ahead, Mike.
No, that is a great. You know what? Rack him.
Glad you saved it.
You are a great producer. That is a great question. No, it's a great question. Get somebody in that can evaluate the roster before the offseason. So, we have a bunch of guys whose contracts are expiring on their fourth year. Like, Ebba Cady. I presume we're never going to see Troy Andersen on the field again.
Who?
Yeah, him. How do we beef up the receiver core? What are you going to do? How do you not give Drake the extension? Drake, some would say, should have gotten the extension this year. You're going to have – that's a great idea. Get somebody in, but you can't steal somebody now from a team who's on a job. So that's the problem. That's why you got to wait till the season's over. I'd go get somebody who's working with Howie Roseman from the Eagles, just because I think they do a hell of a job.
You know who I want, but you got to cut a blank check.
Yeah. Who's that?
LA's general manager.
Yeah, but what makes him leave LA? Why would he leave LA for us?
Different challenge. Here's the deal. Matthew Stafford's old. You've got to retool at quarterback. You've won a Super Bowl. You've been to a Super Bowl with your head coach.
Well, he's got a top five pick thanks to us.
And you've already proven that you can team build. Guys, you can stay in certain places. Different guys are built differently.
Right.
Sometimes guys go, did it here.
And he did. He got it. He got the ring.
Guess what? If I go back to Atlanta and do this, they'll build a statue.
Mm.
Go get Les Snead, man.
He's got great hair.
All right, that's what's on my mind on a Thursday, guys.
Good stuff, Day-Day. I'm glad you waited. Coming up, Barbara Dooley's going to join us.
Hey, we have two guys in here, and they're like, I just can't wait to hear Barbara Dooley on the show. What are we, chop liver? Barbara Dooley's coming up at 4. She's money.
She is, and so is Stuart Mandel from The Athletic to talk college football. Stay there. A lot more in stores. We're live at Zuka in Smyrna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.